Welcome to the Tony Gaskin Show, best-selling author, celebrity life coach, and international speaker. The purpose of this show is to bring you motivation, inspiration, and education in the areas of life, love, and business. Thank you for joining me. Now let's get started. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Talks with Tony. Got a question in and it says, "Hi, Tony, I follow you on Instagram and you are very insightful spiritually. Thank you very much. I've prayed, gotten advice, purchased spiritual books to seek and to know God, not only for myself, but for my marriage. I've been cheated on the whole marriage and even during pregnancy with our child. He's had a secret relationship with a cousin whom fought me when I was pregnant with our child. He has destroyed our apartment and put sugar in my tank twice, so the boys and I went to two shelters hiding from him. Threw away all of my purses, coats, and underwear. Last year, I moved hours away to another state away from him, and all last year, he has been cheating on me with two women from the year prior when we separated. Now he's in jail, and all of a sudden, I'm his rock. He can't live without me, and I'm all he has. I've been continuously praying and looking for signs of what I need to do. My prayer partner said I shouldn't bring these things to him since he's in there because he's in a vulnerable state. My rebuttal was that he never cared what state, literally, I was in when he did all these things to me or our children. My boys and I have been through a lot dealing with the one who's supposed to provide and protect us. So I've been alone and grinding, taking care of my boys, as I always end up doing because I either lose him to jail or cheating. Even though I had signs over the years that being with him is toxic and I only get burned, literally, dealing with him. Plus, he never admits what he's doing or that he's wrong and always downplays it as if we've both done things. I would really like your opinion on the situation. Thank you in advance." Thank you so much for writing in. Now, that was a deep one because I thought I read in there that he's had a secret relationship with a cousin whom fought me when I was pregnant with our child. And so I'm hoping you're talking about your cousin he had a secret relationship with and not his cousin he had a secret relationship with. And the cousin fought you. Now, you are really from the hood. I mean, for me, I'm like, man, okay. You come from where I come from. Like, this is some stuff that my family, you know, has gone through. And I didn't know it was a whole lot of other stories out there, you know, like what I've seen, but this is the real deal. Now, I'm going to tell you what happened. Now he's in jail, and they have the internet in there now. And so he's been listening to that Plies. She's my rock. And they've been on Instagram on their contraband cell phones. She's my rock. So now that's why you are his rock. Because he keeps hearing that song from Plies, the rapper, for those of y'all who don't know. And I keep seeing them viral videos on Instagram. And that's why you are his rock right now. And I'm telling you, because I just seen this happen with someone near and dear to me that I love. And she was going, ripping and running, going to see this man in prison. Every week, going to see this man in prison, taking food out of her kid's mouth so she can buy outfits, buy gas, get her hair done, get her nails done to go see this man in prison. This man got out of prison after all this time her going to see him. This man got out of prison and went straight to another woman that he had been talking to while in prison as well. Left her high and dry. Got out. She thought she was going to get a call on the first day out. He called her on about the 10th day out. And she was broken, heartbroken, crying, just tore up. What you got to realize when people in that prison, they don't have anything to look at but them four walls in that cell. They want to get close to God. They want to get close to the closest dummy that they can get close to. And I say that not as a derogatory or demeaning term. It's exactly what they are doing. They are saying to themselves, let me find the closest dummies that I can. And what I mean by that is, let me find the people who are dumb enough to send me money while I'm in jail or prison because I got myself put here. And let me find a woman or women who are dumb enough to entertain me and believe me and, you know, write nasty letters with me and keep me entertained while I'm in prison. Let me find somebody dumb enough to believe me, because this will give me hope about getting out. This will set me up nicely so I got somebody to go to use when I get out. And that's what I need. So that is what you are dealing with. You're dealing with a grown boy. And I don't know, you say, you know, he destroyed your apartment, put sugar in your tank two times. That man hates you. He hates you because he hates himself. And one thing I know about men who end up in prison is they've lived a tough life. They were raised, oftentimes were raised so cold, they don't know how to be warm. They are incapable at that point in their life. Now, they can grow and they can change. I repeat, they can grow and they can change. But at that point in their life, they are incapable of true love because they don't love themselves. They don't know what love really is. They have not seen real love exemplified. So they cannot give you something that they do not possess. They cannot show you something that they have never seen. They do not understand something that they've never experienced. So you are getting the hate and the vitriol and the violence from them because that's what they know. That's what they've seen. They've seen people run amok, bamboozled, dragged through the mud. And that is what they do unintentionally a lot of times. But they do it because it's a learned behavior. That's what they know. He knows how to cheat on a woman because that's all he saw the men in his life do is cheat. And he saw them cheat because they were lost, broken, hurting, and confused as well. That loss and brokenness and that hurt and that pain was passed down to him. It's generational curses being passed down instead of generational blessings. So he is full of generational curses that what he needs in this prison is to be absent of you. You need to remove yourself. Stop entertaining him. Stop talking to him and let him talk to them walls. Let him talk to them walls, because in talking to them walls, hopefully he will hear God. Hopefully God will show up and speak to him. Let him lose it all. If he lost it all but goes in there and you keeping his books full and you keeping them, you know, read up with a bunch of letters that you're writing and pictures that you're sending, then it's like he is not really feeling what he needs to feel. So remove yourself so he can hit rock bottom, because there's a quote that says success is how high we bounce after we hit rock bottom. Let him feel that rock bottom. Let it bust his tailbone open. Let him hit that ground so hard his coccyx is sprained. Let him feel that rock bottom without you. And he's going to be mad, but see what's going to happen while he's sitting in there talking to them walls. Hopefully he starts to talk to God. So he's going to go from anger and pain and frustration to healing and to growth. Now, he may get out and still come back to you and want to be with you and beg you back. And he may be mad with you and want to get you back just so he can hurt you again worse. So as in this time, you got to really realize and see, like, is this man a changed man? Is he growing? Is he changing? When he comes out, if he comes back for you, you can't just jump into bed with him. You can't just jump in a relationship with him. You got to let him court you for 3 months, you know, 6 months, and to see if he's really changed, see if he's a new person. And if he does great for a month and then, you know, day 31, he shows you his true colors, you know, okay, he hasn't changed. But yet you haven't jumped back in bed with him. You haven't jumped in a relationship and you're still okay and you still can keep moving forward. But let him feel this pain. Let him sit in there. Don't put no money on his books. And I guarantee you probably gonna find somebody else, because see what's gonna happen is one of the boys in the prison with him, their female cousin coming to visit him, or their sister coming to visit him, or their girl coming to visit him, but their girl has a single girlfriend, and then he talks to his boy, oh, that's your girl? Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, see if she got any friends. Oh, yeah, she got a friend. And then he gets him another woman through his homeboy in prison. And this happened all the time. I hear it all the time. I see it all the time. I mean, pretty much all my family have been in jail. So I know the ropes and how that goes. And a lot of my female cousins dating men in jail. Not all of them bad people, but the guy you are talking about has proven to you, he ain't worth nothing but the soil God made him from. And he needs God to come in and work on him, because he putting sugar in your tank and got you and your boys going to a shelter and destroying your apartment and cheating with your cousin or his cousin, who he let sick you to fight you while you're pregnant. You said all too much right there. You said all too much right there. But see, deeper than just your question, deeper than just your question, to every other ear, to every other ear that hears this, this is what I want you to understand. Listen to this message. Go back wherever you're listening to me at. Subscribe to my podcast on iTunes or YouTube or wherever you hear this at. And go back and listen to my question before this. Go back and listen to the other questions before this. And then what I want you to realize, that's why I'm out here. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Because people are suffering in this way. Because people are being hurt in this way. And we still have to ask ourselves, and we got to seek advice and say, should I leave this person who has abused me, who has abandoned me, who has caused me to live in shelters with my kids, who has allowed me to get jumped on and fought? You didn't say you lost, but I don't know, or beat up while I'm pregnant, who has cheated on me time and time again and stays in and out of prison. Should I stay with this person? That right there shows you how serious relationships are, how dangerous they can be, and how addicted to love and relationships we are. That when we go through something that sounds so simple to understand and it sounds like an easy answer, it is not. It's not an easy answer. It is not common sense. It is tough because we were created to be with someone. So we put up with a whole lot trying to make it work. And I'm here to tell you, when it gets to this point, you need to put on your track shoes and hit the bricks running and don't look back. Hey, this is Tony Gaskins. Thank you so much. If you have a question for me on anything, life, love, or business that I maybe can share some insight, send your email to inbox@tonygaskins.com. Inbox@tonygaskins.com. Thank you very much.